Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball four. Mays moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Haller and he is out, Lanier applying the tag. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Staub reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is walked intentionally. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground. Nicholson throws the ball into Aspromonte, who tags Alou trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Astros. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Staub reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Staub scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbel strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lillis. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Lillis steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Staub trying to get to home. Brown throws the ball into Haller who tags Staub who's trying to score from second, for the out. Nicholson moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Haller moves to second. Jim Owens now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Astros. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Jim Davenport now playing second base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Astros, 2. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Lindsay reaches third base with a triple. Schofield goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Jim Owens. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lindsay covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.